With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the second in this special series of podcasts from Ready Player 2, where Ross interviews the hosts of Ready Player 2, ask them the deep and meaningful questions, and today we are joined by Elle. Hello.
Hello. Help me, he's tied me to a chair and I can't escape. I'm being forced to do this interview.
So these questions that we've got, they are from, have you ever seen a TV show called Inside the Actor's Studio?
No.
Okay. It's quite a famous TV show. I'm not sure what channel it's on in the UK anymore. It used to be quite famous. It's done by James Lipton, and he is the host, and he interviewed pretty much all the major Hollywood celebrities of the past 20-odd years or so. There's quite a famous Robin Williams one, which now, if you watch it now, it kind of reveals a bit about him after, obviously, the tragic incidents. That's on YouTube. But the questions are quite... I say deep and meaningful. Some of them are a bit stupid, but...
Oh, God, no.
It depends how deep and meaningful you take them, really, and how you answer them.
Okay.
Okay, so we shall begin with our first question. What is your favourite word?
Shit.
Oh, not shit.
No, it's just not that. Probably penguin.
Penguin?
Yeah, it's an amazing word, you know.
It's an amazing word.
It should be said penguin, but it's penguin.
Yeah, that's one of the kind of quirks of the English language, isn't it?
Fucking love it. I love the word penguin.
Good choice. Okay, our second question then. We're going to fly through these if you're answering that good. What is your least favourite word?
I don't really know. I don't really have a dislike of any words. Mm. Just because I actually really like... language. I think language is really cool. Like, ask me that like a couple of years ago and I'd be like, ah, fucking slang, like that is the worst. But since that time, you know, hard times a couple of years ago, I found the light and realized that slang stands for shortened language. Yeah. And then that shed like a whole new world of language. Just like, yeah, look at it evolving and shaping. But YOLO.
Yes.
That I would hate.
I like that. Okay. Question number three, then. You can take this to any way you want, really, but it's what turns you on. So it can be in the sexual way, or it can be just in life in general.
I was going to say switches, but...
Electricity.
Oh, yeah. I think intellectual challenges.
Okay.
I think that gets me going.
Yeah.
I actually really, really love something that engages me intellectually. I think I get really into things that basically are a challenge.
Mm.
I don't know why. I just like see a challenge and I'm like, yeah, let's fucking do this.
I think that's a little bit, it shows in your gaming habits as well.
Maybe.
Some of the games you like to play are quite challenging. Dark Souls,
yeah.
For instance.
Democracy.
Yeah, those sort of games.
Yeah. I'm just
not easy.
They're challenging.
Yeah. There you go. I think we've answered that very well. Question number four. What turns you off?
Ooh.
Switches again.
Yeah, switches. Those fucking... I think just in life, in generalness, I hate rudeness.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't like rudeness. I don't like it when people are unnecessarily mean to each other. Like, what is wrong with you people who are unnecessarily mean to everyone, especially to people who work in really shitty jobs, like in retail jobs or in fast food places? I'm like, I would basically be dead on the inside. And you're there screaming at someone because something is wrong with your, you know, muck happy daddy or some shit.
Oh, yeah, I've had plenty of experience. I worked at Burger King and I worked for retail for 10 years. So
holy fuck. Those people who just go ape shit, like, just... Yeah. Go and live under a rock.
Yeah, you're showing at someone who really doesn't care what your problem is.
I'm like, to be honest with you, their life is probably a lot shitter than yours right now. You know?
Yeah. Just... So rudeness.
Yeah, rudeness and meanness. Okay.
Excellent. Question number 5, then. What sound do you love?
Oh, I really love the sound of rain.
Rich answered this exactly the same as well.
Really?
Yeah, he liked the sound of rain on a conservatory roof or
Like that. Oh my god! Right, on my phone, I have an app. Hang on, let's go into BMO. So I have an app which is called Sleep Pillow, and you can kind of mix up like rain sounds and stuff like this. My favourite mix is rain on leaves and rain on a tent, and it sounds like this. Oh. Hang on, it's not going to play. fuck my life. I'm probably like too lazy to actually, because I've got headphones on. So that's why it's like, no, I don't want to do the thing. But believe me when I say it is a very great sound. That is like sex in the ears.
It is a lovely sound. I also, when Rich chanted the same way, I agreed as well. It's such a, a little bit into my life, when me and my wife got married, we lived in a conservatory for a few months because we had nowhere else to live. And just... hearing that noise, the rain, is so relaxing.
Well, it's my one memory which like hails back to why I really, really love the sound of rain.
Yeah.
Was I never used to get along with my parents when I was a kid.
Okay.
It was a bit, difficult times.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I used to really, really love is I used to borrow my dad's Mac. And it was huge, like massive. So, I was really, really young. Mm. We used to have these hammocks out in the garden.
Right.
So I used to go out into the garden, run out into the garden when it was raining, and cover myself in this mat.
Nice.
So it was huge. So it's like a massive cocoon. and I used to sit and I used to watch the rain bouncing off of the grass underneath me. But you can just like feel it drumming into your back. You can hear it like pattering along like the plasticky, shitty mat. Mm. Like, yeah, those were good times.
Excellent. Brilliant answer. The flip side of that, then, which sound do you hate?
There is a specific way of speaking that I really hate.
Similar to Rich as well.
Oh my God, Richard, we're brain twins. Yeah, there's a way of speaking which I just find so... I'm so sorry. It's so repulsive and so creepy.
Right.
Like, I can't handle it. Like, I can't even do a thing.
Explain more. What kind of way?
Right. Hang on. Because there was a kid's movie which had a character which had this specific accent. And I was, like, fucking freaking out in the cinema. Like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. What was it? It was a CG film. And had a really weird name. Oh my god, this is gonna be really hard. Holy shit. I can't even remember that. CG kids films.
That's gonna bring up a whole big list.
List of computer animated films. It was... Let's have a look. Oh, holy shit, there's a lot of films.
Yeah.
Right, let's scroll, because it was out after the B-movie.
Right.
These aren't even fucking chronologically ordered. This is bullshit.
We can come back to this one if you want.
I can remember bits in it. People of the internet, what is that kids film where they have these two tiny little
like furry creatures in cages, and they call them Romeo and Juliet, and like this is a completely tiny bit of the film, and I'm really sorry I'm giving you something so just random. Like, you'll have watched this film 15 times and you're just like, why the fuck are you choosing this moment? Because it was fucking hilarious. There are these like two little fuzzy creatures that just can't stand being kept apart, but they put them in two cages and they use them to like find each other.
Right.
So basically they put the one fuzzy creature in the cage on something, and then they let go the other fuzzy creature out of the cage, and then it's fucking going for it. It's a really weird film, but there's a redheaded character in there that kicks ass. But anyway, the evil guy,
yeah,
I think it's his son. Right. He has the worst. When people talk like that, I'm just like, I need to get out of this fucking room, because I feel like you're going to do some sort of really nasty...
All right, let's move on to question 7 then. What is your favourite curse word?
Ooh.
It does seem odd to have a favourite curse word, I think. There's an obvious one, but that's the most powerful of all the swear words.
See... I know, but I used cunt in the first line of my dissertation, so excellent. I'm not really, like, everyone's like, oh, it's so bad. I'm like, seriously, it's a word.
Richard,
like,
he was using it before it was cool as well.
Whatever. I just get really, really irritated for a word that kind of, people are just like, well, they're kind of using it like in reference normally to the woman's downstairs. I'm like, oh, yes. Fuck off. Why is cunt more offensive than dick then?
Exactly.
So that really frustrates me.
Yeah.
But my favorite curse word is probably bellend.
Excellent.
I think that's a good one.
Yes.
Like, oh, no, my favorite curse
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Curse word. My favorite curse word. Michael Bay.
That's just a bad word.
That's the most offensive, offensive combination of words anyone could come out with.
Excellent choice. Question number 8 then. What profession other than yours would you like to attempt? So basically, if you could do anything you wanted.
Kitten quality tester. You know?
I'm not sure that's a real thing.
Yeah, but fucking make it. You said I could be anything.
Fair enough.
I would be kitten quality tester. Like, I would just lay in a room with kittens. And then I'd be like, yeah, this one gets like 5 stars.
You test it for softness, playfulness.
Cutchiness.
Yeah.
Like, just, and I wouldn't have to, like, look after them. I would just be in the room with the kittens.
Yeah.
You know, either that or, like, puppies as well.
Yeah.
But they're a little bit more smelly and a little bit more demanding. So I'd probably choose kittens as best job, you know.
Excellent. Okay. What profession would you not like to do?
Those people that masturbate farm animals.
Yeah, imagine getting up in the morning and thinking, oh,
gotta go wank a ball.
Fair enough. All right, We'll stick with that. Question number 10 from our semi-serious questions is, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? You're still thinking about wanking off a pillow, aren't
you? I'm just like, oh man, someone's got to do it, but I would not I would just not do that. What would I like God to say?
Yes. This is assuming he's doing the check-ins at heaven as well. Well, he's the one eating you.
Oh no, no, he's there to meet me.
Surely he's the big man.
He'd just be like, what would I like him to say?
Yeah.
Really like what you did to the earth.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I meant that in a, like, I appreciate that you became an overlord and just took over everything.
Oh, maybe, yeah, okay. I obviously approached that from a completely different way.
You were looking at it in a nice way, and there's me like, battle god!
Yeah, I'm going to destroy everything.
Yeah, I really like what you did with that. That was great. Let's go. Oh, do you know what? Or actually, yeah, really like what you did to the earth. Let's go eat some sushi. Lovely. Best sentence ever.
I like that. Right, okay, we got a few questions from our community as well. Not as many as Rich got low, so come on, guys, what's the matter? Elle's infinitely cooler than Rich.
It's because I've been dead. That's why. I don't think that they believe I exist anymore.
Fair enough. Our first one is from TonyP_UK. He asks, does Escaping Girl, IRL, drink heavily just before each podcast recording, or is she always that bubbly?
I actually have not drunk in the past, well, in the past load of podcasts, actually. I am not always bubbly. Sometimes I'm like a little hedgehog. Where like I'll curl up into a ball and be like, no, touch me. but Ross and Rich and Lewis and whoever else like comes onto the podcast and Dave, like they're all really, really lovely, and like I come out of my shell a lot. So that's when I'm quite bubbly. But as a person I get really, really excited about things.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you're an absolute stranger. If you turn around and go, I have no idea what Ultron is, I will fucking just be like, do you want the abridged version or do you want me to go all fucking... I will talk to you,
yes,
sir or madam, about Ultron. Let me tell you about Ultron, my robot husband. I don't know. Like, I'm not always... bubbly. Like sometimes I'll go and I hide away and it'll be like a duvet day and I'll have a hot chocolate and be like, oh, I just want to sit in and watch DVDs and cuddle my cat.
They are good days.
Whereas other times I'll be at the bar down in tequila shots and singing to Flawless.
Excellent. Okay, we've got a question from Katie at KTEEE 120 on Twitter. She asks, who would be in your RPG dream team? By the way, you can't say Garrus. So let's say it's a four-man team. Obviously, you're the leader. Who are your three companions?
Tyriel in angel form, because human form, he looks just terrible. when I was playing Diablo 2 and Diablo, I was like, oh my god, I love Tyriel. Tyriel's amazing. That is, you know, weird and interesting choice for wings, but you know, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tyriel, because he's fucking badass. I would also choose Sephiroth, because if I'm gonna have a bodyguard, why not?
Yeah.
Just why not? Also, we could drink tea together and discuss hair products.
He's got some great hair.
Yeah, he has some great hair. I would appreciate his, you know, top tips. And third, I would choose... This is a toughie.
It's tough, isn't it?
See, I've got my two... Well, I've got one kind of beefy person.
Yeah.
One person with mummy issues. I want someone vaguely normal now.
That is an issue with RPG games.
Yeah. Do you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to choose Vivi because he's cute as fuck. She'd be like, yeah, Vivi will serve the tea.
Excellent. That was a good team.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we've got two questions from Colin, who is at Cass707, who you broke on the podcast when he was on, and he's never come back.
I didn't break him. I love you, Colin. I didn't mean it. The words spill from my mouth sometimes.
Okay, his two questions are, his first one is, if you could be any nationality other than British, what would you be and why?
Japanese.
And why?
Because then I would be where I belong, in Japan.
Okay.
Eating all their food and consuming all of their entertainment.
Excellent. And the second question then. You're appointed Chancellor of the Exchequer. You can introduce one new tax. On what or who would it be?
Pigeons.
Only to pay for the rights hanging around town centres.
Yeah, just like pigeon tax, fucking free, or seagulls. But I don't know. I think pigeon is a better word than seagull.
Yeah.
Okay. Pigeon. Yeah.
That's a good choice. That's all of our questions now.
Oh yeah, like a boss.
I hope the listeners get a little bit of insight into the world of you now.
No, not really.
Not too much.
Yeah, I think I can firmly remain inside the box of darkness and be okay.
I'm going to have to interview Dave next.
Oh, God.
That's going to be interesting.
I'm a lumberjack in my
So that one will be coming up at a future time, maybe in the new year. But yes, thank you very much, Al. Make sure you guys listen out for episode 50 of the Ready Player 2 podcast. That will be out very, very, very soon. In fact, we're recording it in about 6 minutes' time.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
It's a secret. So it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from Al.
Bye.
Bye.